On my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, we're getting down to the truth behind the names that you know and love. Unfiltered conversations with legends like Leanne Morgan, Kathy Griffin, Ricky Lake. Find out when they feel the most on par. We're breaking it down with Don Lemon, Aaron Parnas, Lamonte Jones, laughing it up with Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, many more. You know, the results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Open Line Thursday, Junks listeners, whether you're listening in D.C., Maryland, Virginia, maybe you're listening on that free Odyssey app. We thank you for doing that. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Just go to cropmetcalf.com if you'd like info on how to become one of their five-star technicians. I am Cakes at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter. Jason Bishop is here.
Hey, what's up?
Hello.
Good morning.
Chomp All Flame here.
What's up, Cakes?
Hello to you. Eric Bickle.
Hey,
happy
buddy.
Happy birthday to Eric Bickle.
Double nickels.
Play that happy birthday music over there, Valdez. I know you have some somewhere.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I
double
know.
Double nickels.
Go shorty. It's your birthday.
55 candles on that birthday cake.
Do you get any more like senior citizen discounts or anything at 55? Or do you need
some places
like,
I think do.
Yeah, I think.
Somewhere.
You get like a cheap coffee at McDonald's or something.
I think there's a neighborhood I drive by. I've joked with my wife about it.
Move in, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That it's a retirement community,
sure.
But it starts at 55.
I think
it's in Clarksburg.
I could move into Leisure World.
I'd have to double check, but I think at the Harry Teeter in the O-Town, I think it's 55 and up. You get like a 10% discount on certain days.
It's nice.
So, hey, take it. Take advantage of all of it.
I'll take it.
You should.
Tell everybody it's your birthday.
Yeah.
Maybe people will just hook you.
Yeah, I'll be accepting gifts all day.
Yep.
Everyone knows my Venmo.
Are you a guy that cringes if somebody at a restaurant brings a cake or cupcake out and starts singing happy birthday?
Yeah, I don't want to deal with that.
If that happens to me, I literally want to die.
Yeah.
I'd rather be dead.
Well, last night we
went to... It's just so cringy.
We went to the club for dinner, took my mom and... Of course, my youngest, and I had a feeling they might do that, but thank God they didn't. So,
yeah, it's embarrassing.
I mean, it's more common if you're out like at Outback or
when everyone's like singing.
Yes.
I just didn't even want them to make any big deal.
Yeah,
they didn't. Thank God.
Do you ask for anything at this point? You love gifts. Did you ask your wife or
no.
your kids to send you anything in particular?
No, nothing.
Zippy.
I bought 300 golf tees on Amazon.
that was your gift to yourself?
Cost me about $14.
Mm, okay.
Yeah, no, nothing. I mean, we went out to dinner. It was nice. And then, of course, we have the Altcast tomorrow.
Altcast tomorrow.
That's all I'm thinking about.
Cakes and I were talking to the producer, Zach, via text. I'm going to have to get some of your bets.
Is it the same guy?
Yeah.
Zach, the same guy?
Yeah.
Okay. I've already forgotten his name.
So we've got Jimmy Patsos, we've got Walt Williams. Did we line up a third yet, Drabby?
I know you called Joe T to maybe get a little Super Bowl action. Did he never respond?
No, I think Joe's busy. hopefully we have Willard. Terps are working on that.
Oh, good.
Very good.
Yeah, but they got to win tonight.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, if they lose, he's out.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, probably.
He probably isn't happy.
Hey, man, maybe we should just talk about the Red Hot Wizards.
I think we're going to do
that. They're on a scorcher.
I think we're going to do that more in the second segment. But, yeah, it's... Three in a row.
Who did they play last night?
Brooklyn Nets.
The Nets.
Wow.
Who just beat Houston.
Right.
So that's a good win.
So we'll be going into the Altcast on a high, EB. Riding a heater, riding the wave.
How many in a row is it now?
Three.
That's crazy.
Ever since Coach Keith joined us.
Yeah.
They don't lose.
Again, maybe. I mean, I don't think it's weird to posit that we are the Wizards' good luck charm.
Hey, so a couple of us are Catholic. I wanted to ask you this. When is the last time? And I think I know the answer.
Okay, are you lumping me in as Catholic?
Because
I'll be a lapsed Catholic.
We were both members of St. Edward's as kids.
Yeah,
I think you qualified.
We both did confirmation.
True.
All right, so you were baptized as a child.
Yep.
I don't know where you were baptized.
That's correct.
But along the way, you did Holy Communion.
Correct.
You did confirmation,
mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming you did confession.
Oh, I definitely did confession.
When is the last time you went to a confession?
Last time I went to it and sat next to a priest. Or,
yeah.
By the way, if I did confession, I was always a chicken, and I went behind the screen
Because you had the option. In person.
Well, like, you can go face to face. You could be behind the screen, or you could sit in a chair and look directly at the priest.
Being behind the screen is more anonymous, right?
That's the idea. And also, it's much less intimidating.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you're just sitting, you're kneel, for the non-Catholics out there, you kneel on whatever
a pew.
That's called. A pew. There's a padded pew.
Yeah.
And then there's a screen. And then the priest is sitting literally 3 feet away from you on the other side.
Now, I'm not Catholic. I was raised Presbyterian. Yeah. But, so is that something that's still popular in the Catholic Church?
I wouldn't know.
It is a sacrament. It is one of the sacraments. So because my second grader, it goes to a Catholic school, mm-hmm. and she was baptized, and now she's starting to do the sacrament. She'll have Holy Communion in May. Mm-hmm. It's a big schedule thing. And she did her first confession yesterday.
But I never confessed to really bad stuff.
Yeah. What did you do when you were little? You didn't do that.
Well,
much.
I mean, if I'm, you know, I'm not going to go in there and say I've had impure thoughts. I've done things that have go against God's teachings.
I will say, I hadn't done confession.
What do you say? I ran a stop sign. What do you confess to?
I mean, I just don't know.
You say
I
you disobeyed remember. Your parents. You lied.
I went to DeMatha. That's a Catholic school.
Yeah.
Not Catholic, but we never had confession. Did you ever do confession at DeMatha?
No, of course not.
It was not a thing.
I barely went to church, bro.
Well, it's a regular thing DeMatha. In the Catholic church, but I didn't do it for decades.
No.
And then because we're signing her up to be Catholic, and she was baptized as a Catholic, mm-hmm. and she has to go through these sacraments, and one of those days that we brought her to the church, they like at the end, they were like, if anybody wants to do confession... Oh. Our Monsignor parent is there, and
I would have run in the other direction. I was sprinting.
I forgot to your sins, and you're kind of absolved.
God forgives you. Yeah,
yeah, you're forgiven for your sins.
You get a clean slate.
It's a
do over.
Then the priest tells you to go pray the rosary, say a thousand Hail Marys, and then
it doesn't make
any
sense. It's
bizarre. It's a bizarre ritual.
Yeah,
it washes away your sins.
I will say
the idea like my. My kid came out smiling. They had like a noise machine going, I guess for privacy reasons.
I want to steal that. A white noise machine?
Yeah, it was a white noise machine
right
outside.
Stick it right next to my bed.
She went in. 5 minutes out later, she walked out. Big old smile. It is an interesting concept that is only, I think, in the Catholic
Church.
But
like regular folks that maybe aren't diehard Catholics, but they're like regular church-going Catholics. Mm-hmm. How often do they do confession?
I don't know. I'm sure there are some that go every couple of months, and I'm sure there's some that go every couple of years, and I'm sure there's some that are like me and then don't go for decades.
Never go, right?
Or never go.
Right.
I mean, okay. I'm going to guess the last time I did confession, I was probably 13. 13 to 14, I would have no clue.
Right, probably when you were forced to, when you were taking CCD classes.
40 years.
Mm-hmm.
Probably have a lot to confess for.
Did you go? No, just your daughter.
I went a couple months ago or a couple weeks ago.
What'd you confess to?
I mean, some big ones.
You did?
Sure.
Some big ones?
Because it actually was very conversational. I did face-to-face.
Oh, you did, man. That's
it was conversational, and he basically said, just give me the big ones.
Yeah. I'd love to know what those were.
Dude, how did you do that?
And actually, it ended up being a conversation that the priest turns out was from Bowie.
Ah, very nice.
Shocked the guy? Or no? How did they
feel?
I've never committed murder or
was
anything
it cathartic?
Like that.
Were you like, did you feel better? You got everything off your chest?
Sure. But then, you know, because I was divorced and wasn't remarried in the Catholic Church, there's some protocol that I'm supposed to go through and that my wife's supposed to go through. We got married. We had a kind of a non-denominational
shady
Christian.
That's not like a pagan wedding.
Yeah. We didn't go through the Catholic Church. You got to go through a bunch of steps.
Yeah.
And then he started telling me all the steps I had to do. I think because like my wife can't receive communion in a Catholic church because she wasn't confirmed as a Catholic.
Got it.
And so
yeah,
there's a bunch
kind of bad that I had my
bunch
wife,
of steps.
My wife converted to Catholicism. No, we just punted going to church. Never go to church ever. Yeah. Just doesn't happen.
Well, we have a buddy, you know, who's had two wives, I think, convert to to Jewish.
Yeah,
and I don't think he ever goes.
He's trying to get a whole army to convert.
You look know at him. Who did we were talking just to change subjects for a second. The other day, we had a caller call in And he suggested that maybe part of our trade package for Myles Garrett or something would be like Marcus Mariota. Yeah. Didn't we have a guy call in about that?
Yeah, I mean, that happens all the time.
Yes.
So I'm in this. So here I am this morning, and I guess this was something from the Pat McAfee show from 2 days ago. But the Raiders are actually interested.
It sounds like
Mariota?
Several teams are interested in Mariota. I saw the Dolphins had interest in Mariota. And
yeah, the Raiders
one other
and the
team.
Dolphins.
Yeah,
that's what they're saying. Schefter
they put
said
up
it,
good
I
numbers this
McAfee
year.
Look, show.
He's a high level backup that can come in and play well if your starter goes down. Like that, those guys are coveted around the league.
And I think he can be a low end starter, which they've had. Is Gardner Minshew any better than Marcus Mariota?
I mean,
to me, they're in the same class.
I don't think you want Mariota starting 12 games, but if your starter goes down, I think he's a good insurance policy.
Well, you got the Chip Kelly connection.
Okay, yeah. that makes a lot of sense.
Well, they also say Marcus has a connection with Tua. Is that just like a Hawaii thing? Is that what that is?
Yeah, I don't know.
They went to the same high school. I mean, not at the same time.
Yeah, right.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But you
good
I mean,
for him. He upped his stock.
Of course.
His reputation sucked a couple years ago when he kind of went AWOL from the Falcons.
Yeah.
So now he's like, he's had a good turn.
But he's a free agent. You can't trade him.
Right. I'm just saying that we kind of mocked a guy that there would be this level of interest.
Well, the guy called, said, we'll give you Mariota. He basically said, we'll give you Mariota for Myles Garrett.
Right. That's when we laugh. That's when we have to point and laugh at the person.
Yeah.
All right, when we come back in an open line Thursday, by the way, you can call us whenever you want, 800-636-1067, the MGM National Harbor listener lines. We'll get into the Wizards heater and the trade deadline moves that they pulled off yesterday. We'll do that next here on The Fan. Here's
lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
It's your guest lineup on an open line Thursday. Brian Baldinger will join us in just about an hour. That's at 7:20. We'll talk Super Bowl with him.
Mm-hmm.
The doubter, Nick Dowd, who was the first star of the game, by the way,
he
against
scored,
the Panthers. Goal and two helpers, I believe, in that game. He'll be on at 8:25. And Chase Hughes will be on. Covers the Wizards for Monumental Sports at 9 a.m. We'll talk Wiz with him.
Yep. Well, we got a little gift.
Yeah, Drabby brought this in during the break. He wanted me to open this.
Is this from the Wiz?
I'm not sure yet.
He says it's Wiz related.
Doing an unboxing.
Now the Wiz
here.
Are on a heater. We're
Wiz
doing the Altcast tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. This is a gift.
Let me see.
What do you got?
From the Wizards here
bobbles?
For the district.
All right.
Bilal Coulibaly and Alex Saar double bobblehead.
Wow.
Monday, February 10th to the first 10,000 fans. It's French Heritage Night.
Let me see. So
we got Les Sorciers.
Les Sorciers.
You could be Jean-Auville.
Open it up.
And your name would actually sound better that way. You've always never liked Auville. Your mom would say Auville.
Yeah,
Jean-Auville.
Mom tried to fancy it up and make it sound fancier than it was.
So are they connected?
And Alex are Les Sorciers bobblehead.
Will you open it or not?
Sure.
Are you supposed to open it?
Hey, you know what?
What did they say? Just one?
I mean,
I just one for
the studio, but Cakes, you'll also have a chance to talk to Bilal tomorrow on the Junkies at 8 a.m.
Oh, nice.
Oh, how's his English? Is it silly?
It's all right.
Must be pretty good.
I think it's okay.
Yeah.
Bilal.
All right.
You know that guy that's got the dining room dedicated to his bobbleheads?
Yes.
Are you fiending for this? Uh-oh.
Well, something broke.
Did something already break off on it?
I don't think
it was styrofoam.
There are like some accessories in here.
Yeah. Okay. So was it like a coffee mug?
We got two coffee mugs. We got two basketballs. We have the French flag
all right,
as well.
I'm sorry. I don't get it. Why the coffee mug? What's the thing? Like French coffee?
It's like them
or something?
Sipping cafe. Coffee at a French cafe, EB.
Oh, okay.
Come on, they're leaning into the French angle.
I don't know.
It's French Heritage Night.
Maybe a baguette in there?
Well, there is a baguette in here.
Good like job. A real bagel? No.
A real bagel?
Yeah, that's a real one.
Are you okay? Yeah, a real baguette is.
Bagel.
It's like, a baguette is like 2 feet long.
Oh, one of those big
a
things.
Big baguette.
I got you. Oh, there you go. Separate. I thought they were connected.
Oh, it did break.
Hold on.
It broke?
Well, that's because Alex Sarr's ankle's all banged up.
Let me just do some bobblehead surgery here. It's very delicate.
Let me see. Did you break it already?
No. I just unboxed it. Hey, if you're going to blame anybody, blame Drab.
Let me see.
Drab pre-opened it.
You did?
No, I just opened the tape off the box. I know what it was.
So hold on.
There you go. There's a.
What happened?
Here's Bilal. He goes, "Oh, did you see my triple double last night? Were you impressed? Are you not entertained by my triple double?
Trois double.
Well done, Mal. We speak French apparently.
What happened? Did you break Alex Sarr's ankle?
I only came into game with a twisted ankle. I rolled my ankle three games ago, EB.
Hey.
Bilal's head bobbles more than Alex's, apparently.
Hey, Cake, since you're such a Bilal stan, will you French kiss the Bilal Coulibaly bobblehead? French kiss.
But I will kiss it.
French kiss, come on.
I appreciate your, how'd you dub it? A triple double?
Trois double.
Magnifique.
I didn't even realize he had a trip dub.
Yeah, you didn't realize.
Yeah, 11 points, that's 11 assists, 10 rebounds.
Triple double, JP. I had a triple baguette performance last night.
I just looked at the 3-point number because remember he had that good 3-point shooting night.
Let me see what it is.
I think we need some super glue for Alex Sarr. He's very unstable. Again, he has got a bad ankle. He's got a bad wheel.
Right. So where's he going to be? We're going to bump out Karan and Jay. But that's like a Wizards
corner
over there.
No, you got to bump Kuzma out.
Well, Kuzma, or we could bump out. My name is Earl.
Rid of Jason Lee.
I mean,
you can do whatever you want with it.
Yeah, so we'll find a spot for them, and we'll.
I think you just got to keep it.
We'll put the accoutrement with the baguettes and the coffee mugs.
You know what? We could put my name is Earl back here with us
next to cakes,
and you can put the.
I think you got to keep the Kuzma too, because that's like an iconic.
Sarr's on the IL. I mean, he's just not going to stand up.
It won't.
he's off the bobblehead.
Give it
platform.
Roger the Dodger will fix it.
Yeah, some of these guys are hard. I mean, look, mine has broken hands back there. The gloves fell off.
So thank you to the Wiz.
Bobbleheads may be the most fragile sort of like memorabilia thing there is.
Just to remind everybody, Monday, February 10th, first 10,000 fans get the Bilal and Alex Sarr double bobblehead for French Heritage Knights.
Very nice.
I wonder if Sarr is going to play tomorrow.
He's been out for like 3 or 4 games now.
At least, yeah.
How are the Wizards doing this? All of a sudden, they're starting to win. Now, the first game was against Minnesota, and they didn't have Anthony Edwards and Julius Randle. I mean, I've kind of noticed the vets playing a little bit more, but yesterday you don't have Kyle Kuzma.
Yeah, you played a young lineup yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, they also played Charlotte without their two best players. Not that Charlotte's any good, but.
So Bilal's had some good games. Kispert has had some good games.
Kispert's got to be one of the more productive bench players in the league, man.
Last two games for Kispert, he had 25 off the bench in 29 minutes.
Just drills threes.
17 points in 30 minutes yesterday.
Yeah, good for him. I wonder what the average age was for the starting lineup. So George.
For the Wiz?
Poole, Coulibaly, Carrington. I mean, some pretty young guys.
Rashawn Holmes ups.
He's a vet. Yeah.
He has to up the starting age.
He's 31, but still, three in a row. They're not going to break the record for fewest amount of wins.
9-41 through 50 games.
What is the record for fewest wins?
9, I believe.
Oh, it's 9. Yeah. 9 is the record.
And they'll get at least a couple more, if not more.
And then how far away are they from the second fewest wins? How far away are they?
Oh, they're still three behind Charlotte and Utah.
Yeah, it's
and
starting to get kind of dangerously close.
The Pellies also have 12 wins. Yeah.
You know what's crazy about the NBA? Jason brings this up all the time. The Brooklyn Nets, the night before, beat Houston. And Houston's actually a really good team.
Yeah,
they're right around third in the Western Conference.
Yeah, I mean, they're 32-18.
It was a big win. I think it was on ESPN. D'Angelo Russell was talking about how great a game he played.
Houston
everything.
Completely gave the game away. They allowed a three with 6 seconds left, and then they turned the ball over on the inbounds, and D'Angelo Russell hit the game winner.
Yeah, so D'Angelo Russell was coming off that game winner. Really
just
good game.
Just a choke job.
And then he gives you 5 points last night.
No.
Man, Ben Simmons is falling off, huh? He's done just a nothing.
Yes.
He's just a nothing.
Still
man.
Still making stupid money.
But wow.
18 minutes.
People
four
thought
points.
He was going to be a superstar.
So, you know, so Wizards did what we expected. They made a couple moves. Kyle Kuzma goes to the Bucks. The Bucks looking to get a little younger. And Chris Middleton comes here to Washington in some sort of a trade swap, picks, whatever. And then they trade Valanciunas, who we knew was probably going to be dealt to Sacramento.
Yeah, for someone I've never heard of, Sidy Sissoko.
They're loading up on their second-round picks, though, too.
They got a couple second-round picks, yeah.
All right, it is an open-line Thursday.
And By the way, another Frenchman.
Who? They're just lost.
I believe Sissoko.
He's not going to make it on the platform with Sarr and Koulibaly for French heritage type.
Yeah, so they got three Frenchmen.
Remember last week we had a bunch of guys calling in before the Skins game? We had the guy from Vietnam. I think we had this guy from China calling.
Yeah.
Some of them were going to fly back if they made it to the Super Bowl. I think the Vietnam guy said for sure he was going to fly back.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
Can't remember if the Chinese guy and the guy from China said he was going to call, you know, fly back. But here's Isaac calling from China. Isaac, what's up, buddy?
What's up, Junks? Yeah, I'm calling back. It's been a couple of weeks. Unfortunately, Commanders didn't.
Right.
Couldn't swing it, but I want to check in with you guys and wish EB happy birthday.
Thank you.
Hope it's a good one. Also want to console JP on the Luka trade. I know he's probably distraught, but no. The main
now he's
thing,
now he's a big Laker like, fan.
Yeah, man. They traded away Dalton Knecht for Mark Williams. I have some hopes now.
Actually, my buddy's joking on me because I'm kind of like a Cubs fan like EB is. I grasp on like my OG roots from my mom was born in Chicago and nice. Now I'm an O's fan because I grew up in Maryland. Anyway.
What time is it in China? 7:30 at night?
It's 6:30 at night. 6:30 right now. just had some dinner. But my last time I called, I was butt nervous. And my wife was like, why didn't you talk about like you know, my dad, and I was like, oh, that's right. She was basically saying the only two guys who have she knows who ever listened to the Junks are me and her dad.
That's what she thinks? Those are the only two?
That she knows.
I hope she's wrong. Life, but,
by our callers lately, she might be right.
But her dad actually passed away a little more than a decade ago, and I never got to meet him. So it's actually a really awesome bond like that, you know.
So it just so happens that you love the show and her dad did too?
Totally. I mean, when we're driving the first time together and I was like, okay, you know, mind if I put on the Junk? She was like, oh my God. My dad used to put on the Junkies all the time.
Perfect.
And I was like, all right, that's amazing. And he was Wheaton Volunteer Rescue Squad. Shout out to them. He was a fireman, started off his career as a fireman in D.C. And then he was, I believe, the president of the Wheaton Volunteer Fire Rescue Squad.
Very cool.
And
What's the point of this call again? I'm just trying to figure out where we're going with this.
He's just talking about his life.
You're just kind of calling in to talk about your life?
Well, no, more about him. I just wanted to, like, you know, give that that connection. I just want to make sure, you know.
Didn't you say you're in China because of your wife?
Yeah. So she works for the government, at least hopefully, you know, for the next 2 days.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then what do you do?
She may not, right.
Yeah, what do you do?
I actually got a job with the government as well, so I'm working here.
Oh, you both are, okay.
So we're both on pins and needles.
And do you have kids over there?
We won't talk about that. No kids here, but if you want to ask me questions about last time, EB had a lot. He wanted to know what the dating scene was like. Of course, I'm married, so.
For some reason, I don't care today.
Are you in Beijing? You in one of the big cities?
No, I'm in Guangzhou. Guangzhou is, you probably never heard of it, and it's the third or fourth largest city. It's got 18 million people. So
it's like New York City.
Yeah.
I saw somebody on the street the other day. She had khakis on. I was like, hold up, is that Dina?
He's doing bits.
Yeah, hey, what kind of fast food options do you have there?
Oh, you got everything. I mean,
American stuff?
In fact, I do fast food reviews like all over. I'm trying to do them here in China.
He's the Kelsey Flame of China.
Right?
Yeah, well, yeah, not even close.
What do you have? I assume you have McDonald's. What else?
We got McDonald's, but they do, their main focus for McDonald's is fried chicken. It's kind of wild. Like, so they have Burger King, McDonald's. There's a Shake Shack here. I mean, you have everything you could possibly want. here, but
what about Popeyes? You got Popeyes?
A little bit of a flavor. No Popeyes. They do have KFC. KFC actually kind of owns McDonald's here. They started off early in the market, and they got
Isaac. Like, how tall are you?
Oh, I am 5'6".
Oh, you're not even a giant over
how
there.
How short are you? That's what you should ask.
Right? Like, yeah, if EB, you'd probably be a giant in China, right?
I don't
how
know.
Many guys
you
are
ever,
over 6 feet?
Yao Ming?
Yeah, that's an outlier.
Yao Ming. I've seen one or two, but mostly shorties.
Right.
but yeah, I, you know, occasionally do feel like a, you know, a short king here. On average, everybody's a little shorter.
Right.
Hey, so you wanted to come to the Commanders game if they had made the Super Bowl. How did you consume the NFC Championship game there? Where'd you go?
So
or did you just watch it from home?
No, I mean, I could have watched it from home. I got silly YouTube TV hooked up on my VPN, but there was a bar that a bunch of local people here were watching it at, and it opened up early for us. And it was a good group. God, dude, though.
Do you hang with, like, Chinese dudes or, like, American guys?
American guys. A lot of people from work, colleagues. There was some other folks from, local area. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
But, food reviews, I'll do some. Give me a request, and I'll go ahead and try some, like, fried chicken from McDonald's.
All right, do that. Call us next Thursday.
All right, Isaac.
I'll give you guys... All right, dude.
All right, buddy. Thank
you. That's our weekly Chinese check-in.
You didn't want to talk to him anymore?
I mean, I don't know. I just
he'd be nailed it. The call was
phone call.
Not necessarily going
hey,
anywhere.
It's open line Thursday.
It is, and it's fine.
You
for
can
a
talk
while.
About whatever you want.
He just had. He didn't really have that much. He wanted to talk about his father-in-law just randomly.
Yeah, he just wanted
past
to get a little
10
shout
years
out.
Ago.
Yeah,
he might not even know that the Wizards made two pretty big trades. He might not have any idea.
Yeah, the news hasn't gotten there yet.
Yeah.
Huh. So what is the what are the details on the Jimmy Butler trade, by the way?
Oh, it was like a 3-team trade, wasn't it?
I think it was 4.
Oh, it was 4, that's right.
So, he ends up in Golden State. That's the big storyline is Jimmy Butler joins forces with Curry and Draymond Green as they try and make one more
What's
run.
Funny about that, didn't Jimmy Butler say he didn't want to sign the extension in Golden State just
that's
last week?
Said.
That's what he said initially.
Maybe
he
it
seemed
wasn't.
Desperate to get to Phoenix, but Phoenix wasn't able to make it happen. So maybe
he gets
settled for that.
$60 million a year for the next 2 years.
And probably part of the reason he couldn't land in Phoenix. Did you see the report where Bradley Beal was like, I'm pretty comfortable here. I don't feel like getting traded. I guess he still has that power.
Wow.
Yeah, he blocks everything.
It's pretty good.
He wants to stay there despite his wife getting into it with the fan. Remember we did that story?
Don't know.
I saw Lonzo Ball got an extension.
Yeah, 2 years.
He's actually had a miraculous comeback. He missed like 1,000 games. He was out for like 3 years.
It's crazy.
And, you know, he had that like cadaver cartilage, I think, put in there. And, you know, that's like a very experimental surgery. But he appears, I think he's up to like 28 minutes a game. He's shooting like 37% from threes. He's not putting up any big numbers.
So
they're happy with
De'Aaron Fox, who got traded to the Spurs. He had a bomb game last night in his first game in San Antonio.
So are we pro the Wiz moves of shipping out Kuzma and Valachunas? I mean, I would guess you have to be, right? You're acquiring draft capital and some young talent that you hope.
Any significant draft capital? Like, what are they getting in return?
I mean, from the Bucks here, the Bucks deal was the Bucks get Kuzma, Patrick Baldwin Jr., and a second rounder. The Wiz got Chris Middleton, A.J. Johnson, who apparently they were into last year. He's a 20-year-old shooting guard with some size, like 6'5". Young, you know, they're adding more youth to the team and a pick swap.
Yeah.
Is what they get.
Yeah, I saw
deal.
The pick swap. So what does that mean? Are we getting a better pick or a worse pick?
I think you end up with a better pick.
We're getting a better pick?
Yeah, but
I mean,
they're just unloading veterans.
No, I get it.
And
but are you wondering if you get anything good out of it?
Yes, they have 4 first round picks from last year's draft now on the roster.
Yeah, AJ Johnson was a he
I'm
was kind of a
to be excited about AJ Johnson, legitimately excited. He doesn't excite me, but I mean maybe I'm
well, you're
I don't
excited
know anything about
George. They're picked right next to each other, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm. Stockpiling first rounders. Yeah.
He's
last
just
the
guy.
Draft.
He didn't play college hoops. He just went right. I think he went right to G League. Right.
Australia.
Yeah, he went to Australia.
Oh, he went to Australia
first.
Okay.
Played down under.
Yeah, so I mean, you get a couple young guys and then you get some picks. Well, I mean, you didn't want Kuzma and you didn't want Valachunas, so
what you have to be excited by is they're following the Oklahoma City Thunder plan. These guys came over with that type of experience in terms of winger and Dawkins, and Oklahoma City is 40-9. So that's where they're trying to get, and it's going to be kind of a lengthy process. They got to nail somebody like Cooper Flagg, who's really going to change the trajectory of the team. But
well, you got
to me, these are moves on the edges right now.
That's what it seems like to
me. You need a big move, which is going to be hopefully in the draft. And Sarr, look, Sarr potentially could win Rookie of the Year, believe it or not.
Tells you about the class. I mean, he's having a solid season.
Yeah,
I think kind of what you expected, right? How far is he from a double double? What is he averaging? Like 12 points and maybe like seven or eight rebounds, something like that. How many blocks?
I'll check.
It's a solid rookie campaign.
Yeah, solid.
He's kind of like 12-7-2 is kind of what comes to my mind, but I'm not exactly sure. Let's see.
Who's his competition for Rookie of the Year?
Stephon Castle is with. So Sarr's averaging, that's pretty close, 11.5 points per game
and
6.6 rebounds. So you bump it up 12-7.
We'll round that up.
He's averaging, but he's only shooting 39%, but I think it's been getting better of late. And then blocks per game. Where do they list
Did I
blocks?
Dream it? Did Bronny have a good game last night and like in garbage time?
No, he just hit 1-3.
He didn't play it. It wasn't last night, it was two nights ago.
Hit 1-3.
Most likely a dream.
Oh, it must have been a dream then.
Oh, yes.
I thought I saw in my dream that he had 17.
No.
Oh, yeah. You were dreaming.
Maybe in the G League. Yeah. He's Sarr's averaging 1.6 blocks per game. So, yeah, if you bump that up to 2, I'm pretty close. 12-7-2.
So, Koulibaly's averaging 12.5, 5 steal and a half, 3.5 assists. Okay. Shooting, what is he shooting from the floor? Let me see. Hold on real quick.
His shooting could use some improvement.
All right, Koulibaly shooting 42%. All right, that's better than I thought it was.
Up that a little bit.
Did anybody call for Johnny Davis?
No.
No interest.
Who would call for Johnny Davis?
I don't think anybody would.
I mean, how's that going to happen?
I don't think anybody would.
He's going to play out the string, and then you'll never see or hear from him ever again.
I mean, it's unlikely that they make another move, but there's a chance they make another move. I could see them moving Brogdon today.
Does someone want Poole?
Anybody that has a long-term deal and or is making a lot of money that's over like 27 or 28, those guys should have their head on a swivel. Yep. Have your bags packed, my friends.
So Middleton has one more year. He's got a player option deal that he could he could accept next year.
Which I would think he would.
It's $35 million.
Yeah. I
mean, and then Kuzma had an extra year. Right. So they're basically getting a year off because
such a bad beat for Chris Middleton.
He had two more years after this year.
Guy won a ring in Milwaukee. They could compete for a championship this year, and then he ends up here. Oof.
Well, he's
not great.
That's what happens when you're hurt all the time and you average 12 a game and you're making $30 million.
Don't forget Brian Baldinger will join us coming up at 7:20. When we come back, we'll get into Myles Garrett. He was raving about Jaden Daniels.
I bet he was.
Yesterday, we'll get into that conversation next here on The Fan.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Remember, you can win an ultimate tournament trip to Las Vegas just by listening to 106.7 The Fan. Win a trip for you and three friends during the first two rounds of the college basketball championships. Flights, hotel, and $20,000 in spending money, too. Just download the free Odyssey app. Listen to The Fan for at least 1 hour. Listen tomorrow for at least an hour for another entry. It's Odyssey's Slam Dunk in Vegas National Contest. For more info, go to Odyssey.com/slam dunk.
It's an awesome giveaway.
It's a great giveaway. So take advantage of that. All right. So we wanted to get into some audio that we have. We've got two clips of Myles Garrett, who's made it public that he wants out of Cleveland. He formalized a trade request, put that out on social media this past weekend. He's doing the rounds down in New Orleans at Radio Row. The first clip we have is him talking with Mina Kimes from ESPN.
No secret that quarterback has been the issue in Cleveland. When you look ahead again to like potential spots, is that something that's important to you, joining a team where the quarterback is set and ready to compete?
Absolutely. Any playoff team or any, championship team. They're going to have a quarterback, a good quarterback. And, you know, you've seen some game managers, you know, go out there with a great defense and win it all. But, you know, if you want to consistently be at the top, you got to have a really good quarterback.
There's the obvious, like, you know, the guys in the Super Bowl, your Josh Allens, your Lamar. They're obviously not going to trade you the Ravens. But what about, like, a youngster like Jaden Daniels, like an up-and-coming star? Yeah, yeah. Could that appeal to you at all?
Absolutely. I mean, he looked great. I mean, he looked great when we played him. But he really showed us behind when he was in the playoffs. And, you know, he's really done it and been very composed, you know, throughout the entire season. He can only continue to flourish if he, you know, keeps his head down and continues to work.
See, I mean, that in and of itself, that a player of Myles Garrett's caliber
mm-hmm.
would consider being dealt to what? Now, I don't know if he has any sort of, like, veto clause on where he gets dealt to, but, like, Washington is an attractive spot for a player like Myles Garrett. And you haven't been able to say that for the previous,
yeah.
I don't know, 30 years.
We always said that players wouldn't want to come here.
Right.
But now it's a totally different situation. I could see him.
Correct.
I don't see him blocking anything. If he could, I don't see him blocking anything to Washington.
Right.
Just a matter of what Adam Peters is willing to give up.
Certainly.
There's a little mock draft here on CBSSports.com where the Commanders get Myles Garrett
mm-hmm.
and they get a fifth round pick from Cleveland, and Washington gives up the first rounder this year, the second rounder this year, and a conditional third rounder next year.
Oh, that sounds like light compensation. But
saw one where you trade two first round picks this year's and next year's, and they're on paying for them.
Okay.
So it just kind of depends on what's out there. Like we talked about yesterday,
right.
There's going to be a bunch of teams that are interested. And what are you willing to give up?
All right. We also have another clip. This is him with SI Now being interviewed at Radio Row in New Orleans.
I thought about the squads that could use a guy like me. I think the Commanders is definitely amongst one of them.
Mm-hmm.
They need a pass rusher. Mm-hmm. I think that's something that they dearly miss down there in the playoffs and some of their big games. And I feel like I can fill that role, but know that's a role that, you know, multiple teams need. And I feel like I not only a pass rusher, but I think I'm the best defensive player in the game, and 100%. I feel like that's invaluable in itself.
Wow, he sounds kind of young, doesn't he?
He is young.
He's 29, right?
I know, but he sounds like 29. A kid. He really does, for being a big, kind of intimidating guy.
Yeah.
And he's obviously very well-spoken. I don't know. I love the guy.
You want
he did have that incident with Mason Rudolph where he ripped off his helmet, was suspended by the league. He claims Rudolph used
a racial slur,
the N-bomb.
Yeah.
Rudolph adamantly denies that. Who knows what happened there?
Look, right. he had one crazy moment in, what, 8 seasons in the NFL?
Yeah.
Okay, he had one moment that he lost his mind for 5 seconds.
You go to confession again.
What I took away from both the interviews is he'd be fine with coming to Washington. I don't know that he's gung-ho on coming to Washington. He just wants to go to any contender.
He just wants out of Cleveland.
Yeah.
That's the biggest takeaway. But
right. He wants out of Cleveland to a contender.
Yeah, he wants to compete for Super Bowls.
He doesn't want to go to Tennessee.
He doesn't want to be on a team that's going to win 4 or 5 games.
He doesn't want to go to the Giants. Season.
Right.
He wants to go somewhere where he can win. Makes sense.
So that has the Commanders squarely in the mix.
I think they're going to be in the mix.
It just depends on what you... I mean, we've talked about it. It just depends what are we willing to give up.
Yep.
What are they looking for?
I mean, if it's the first trade compensation package that Jason mentioned, a first rounder, a second rounder, and then a future third, I mean, I think Adam Peters would pull the trigger on that in 2 seconds.
That just seems...
Not having to give up 2 first-round picks?
That seems way too light.
It seems like, for a player of his caliber.
Where did you get that from? You just pulled it out of your butt?
Chris Trapasso.
That's what Trapasso said?
20 hours ago.
Okay.
Said here's a mock.
Mm-hmm.
He says Garrett wants to go to a serious contender. Of course he does. He should want to. He goes, I have an idea. How about the NFC runner-up Washington Commanders? Young, dynamic quarterback, defensive-minded coach, team with loads of cap space. And he goes, here are the trade parameters. Commanders get Myles Garrett and a fifth rounder. Browns get this year's first rounder, number 29 overall. It's second rounder, number 61, and a conditional 2026 third round.
We are running the risk of having some crazy expectations next season. Because already we're going to be so excited.
Yeah.
Year 2 of Jaden and see what, you know, they can come up with. You're bringing Cliff and, you know, most of the offensive staff back, etc. Then if you add a guy, if they were able to, like a Myles Garrett.
Yep.
And then, you know,
to go out and get another receiver.
Get another receiver either through the draft or through free agency.
Yeah.
Build the offensive line up some more.
We're going to, I mean, people are going to go nutty with their predictions.
I mean, I've already said that my prediction is going to start with a one.
Yeah.
I haven't even seen the schedule yet. I mean, I've seen the opponents, but I haven't seen the schedule.
Yeah.
My pick will start with a one.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it's a zero after that.
I think a lot of people will.
Yeah. Maybe a two. I don't know. I don't know what's going
to
happen.
We're going to get, for better or for worse, we're going to get back to that era where Skins fans think they can win a Super Bowl every year.
I think you're.
That should be the
expectation. I think you're amongst
now.
The teams like the Ravens, the Bills, the Chiefs, and a few others where, yeah, you just expect to be in the playoffs, and then hopefully this season is better than the last.
Right. Wild. What a freaking turn!
It's a new neighborhood.
It's what happens when you hit a star quarterback.
But they do need to have at least one or two kind of flashy pickups. I think.
Sure.
Can't just like do another like Zach Ertz or you know what I mean?
They will though.
Like I want to bring Ertz back, but I mean you can't just bring back some other like 33-year-old guy and hope he hits.
I mean I think they have the third most cap space in the league. He's got plenty of money to spend.
They got $90 million, don't they?
I think it's like 78 or 80, but maybe you're right. But I know
they
want to
fit. They really seem adamant on picking up guys that fit their culture.
Well, he seemed like a good dude. If you listen to that, I mean, he really does. I know he had the incident with Rudolph, but I mean, who knows what was said there? Who knows what set him off?
Yeah, I don't know.
Isn't he the guy also from back in the day, Valdez, you can help me with this, during spooky season, he would decorate his house with the tombstones of all of the quarterbacks he sacked in his front yard?
I don't know if it's sacked. He just had the quarterbacks that, like, in the division.
Yeah. Right. Oh, okay. Okay.
But like he would just put quarterbacks' names on tombstones.
Like it.
In his front yard.
I like that bit.
I don't hate it.
No.
Right?
Sure.
I mean,
all he wants to do is terrorize quarterbacks in your division. I'm into
if
that.
If they somehow pulled off a trade for Myles Garrett, Commanders fans will go batty.
They will go
That's what I'm
crazy.
Saying.
They'll go batty.
But it's going to be expectations are going to be through the roof.
Here are your top five teams with cap space as of right now for 2025. Patriots atop the league with $120 million. The Raiders in second with $92 million. Commanders at $78 million. Followed by the Chargers at 71 and the Cardinals at 71, Chargers at 63 million. So there's a lot of money to spend. A lot of that Josh Harris dough to spend this offseason, which is great.
Well, something's going to happen pretty soon, I would think.
Yeah.
Hey, at some point, can we talk about Ron and Ron's return?
Sure.
Ron's return to Cal, going back home.
Going to the ACC.
Right. Yep. Make sure you put that on the outline
Ron
somewhere.
Ron got a new gig also coming up. Brian Baldinger will join us at 7:20. And don't forget, Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals, he will join the show coming up at 8:25.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.